So I was, let me think, 3 years ago, I think? 3 years ago or so, pretty much. I was diagnosed with bicuspid aortic valve, which is a congenital heart disease, which is a condition I had from birth, just didn't know about.
Well, they're convinced that that's true. Yeah. We can't go back to birth and validate that they're right.
No, that's their belief. Yeah, because my father has it as well.
Okay, good chance.
Which I actually found out myself because the doctors hadn't taken the care, didn't think it was relevant to tell him after his surgery that that's what he had. They just said, well, we fixed your heart, but then I had to call the hospital like today, like a couple of years ago, and call the hospital and tell them to dig that stuff and say, I want the protocol they used on my father. It's back in 1985, whatever. I want it so I know exactly what happened to him because that might help my case in case I get surgery. And then they figured, oh, you know what? He had a bicuspid aortic valve. It's written there. I said, thank you. He didn't know, and I didn't. And now I know that's where I get it. Anyway, so I saw a cardiologist in Pasadena who told me that, well, I had a leak on my aortic valve, and then that it was getting larger, then my aortic root was getting larger, and that basically I was getting palpitations all the time, increasing palpitations, to the point where he was saying, well, you are eventually going to need surgery, we just don't know when. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So he evaluated me, and then he told me he wanted to see me 6 months later. 6 months later, I did, and then 6 months later he said that that he thought that I should get surgery, pretty much. At which time I met with you, and I also decided to give a shot at your treatment. And 6 months later, I saw two, this time other specialists, UCLA congenital heart disease specialist, Dr. John Child, and also Dr. Cheryl Racy, who's the head of thoracic surgery in Torrance Memorial Hospital. Mm-hmm. And he's also the co-founder of the Bicuspid Aortic Foundation.
That would be a specialist in that area.
That would be a specialist, right? And so I saw the both of them because I wanted to have two different opinions and just always be in the care of two people, plus you, which would be three. And eventually they basically said that they had found that compared to the previous study, echoes and such, they didn't trust because they were saying they were not performed by the same people and blah blah, and they like
everybody only likes their own testing.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, for what it's worth, anyway, they were saying that I was still borderline, but it wasn't going down the drain anymore. Which it was like the numbers weren't decreasing, or at least they were somehow stable, I shouldn't get surgery quite yet, but that it was very questionable. And again, it was also a matter of, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So within another 6 months, and I kept on going with your diet and all the supplements, and then I was questioning it, obviously, and I was very perplexed, and I was very skeptical and afraid and all that, because I was going against what they were saying.
It's called AMA, against medical advice.
Against medical advice, yeah. And so 6 months later, again, or 1 year later, I kind of forget the time frame here, but I got other echoes done again and an IRM, MRI, and then it turned out that it was stable. So it had for 1 year stable, which had not happened before because I could definitely tell that it had been going down the drain in only the course. I don't know what caused that, but in just a year, I saw it clearly going down the drain to the point where I had palpitations almost every 2 to 3 heartbeats at one point, which was just insane. And I could feel them without even taking my pulse, because now that I know that I have this condition, I know that I have a pounding heart, and I just assumed it was normal. But then I figured, okay, it's not normal. Everybody doesn't just hear his heart. I just kind of do. But so I basically know when I have arrhythmias. I know it directly. Mm. Anyway, so a year went by where it was basically at least stable, not getting better, but stabilized. And then this time around, which is another year later, so altogether I think it comes up to 2.5 to 3 years. They call it stable, but when I ask them the actual numbers, it looks like the number, at least my aortic root was calculated at 30 at 41 millimeters last time, and this time is at 39 millimeters, where it should be, I think, around 35 or so, if I'm not mistaken.
And this time it's the same people testing it.
It's the same people testing it. They were saying, well, you know, we're talking millimeters, so there is a margin, there's a leeway for error. The thing that they don't know yet, and that they should know because I gave them the files, is that the previous cardiologist from Pasadena had records of me at 44 millimeters. So now we're talking. So I know there's a margin of error, and every technician isn't the same. But still, from 44 millimeter to 39, we're talking a big difference here.
Yes.
So I just assume from this that it is getting better. So and my at least my symptoms are gone, so I don't have palpitations anymore. So that's at least that.
That's very easy to know, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty much where I am right now.
And instead of the surgery that they say is just a when,
yeah.
with them telling you it's getting closer, saying that it's not happening. It's not getting closer.
Yeah, yeah. The and that's another thing that he said. Well, that doctor at UCLA, who's a very very renowned specialist, from what I hear, because he's booked like 4 months in advance, whatever. It takes a long time to get a hold of him, and it's his specialty. It's all about congenital heart disease. So he told me 1 year ago. He told me, you know, when it comes time to have surgery and all that, we will take you to your 60s. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Blah blah blah. And now this time he said because he has little recollection of who I am because he only sees me once a year.
And he sees a lot of people.
Yeah, and he sees a lot of people. He just put his hand on my shoulder and said, like, you know what, among the aortic bicuspids, you're at the very top of the population in terms of health condition, and if it holds itself the way it does right now, we might never have to do anything. So he doesn't realize it, but
he doesn't know that he told you the opposite a couple of times.
Yeah, and coming from Pasadena, where it was even worse, where we were saying like you need to get surgery now. Like the message is so drastically different that I mean I see the big picture and I see how far it's come. They probably don't kind of realize it.
But. No, they don't definitely.
So
and David, as long as which of course is my name also, as long as I never use your last name, I have permission to use this in training and things like this.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.